Broad cloth-covered legs appeared on the stairs, then the barrel of a shotgun. Two other pair of legs followed, the booted limbs of Zeb Moss's hired hard cases. For a single wild moment, Sean thought about drawing the .32 and shooting it out, but five rounds from a belly gun against three scatter guns were not good odds. He let the moment pass. Best to live to fight another day when the deck wasn't so stacked against him.
You're out of here, O'Brien.
Glad you came to your senses, Bowen. And Trixie's coming with me, of course.
Wrong on both counts. Trixie stays here and you come with us. We're going for a little ride. Not far, just beyond the city limits where it's quiet-like.
What are you planning, Bowen?
You'll find out. Now get up them stairs, or you get it in the belly right here and now. I don't care. It won't be me has to clean up the mess afterwards.
Bowen, you are a joy to be around.
Yeah, ain't I though? But you haven't even seen the worst of me. Not by a long shot.
Sean?
I'll be back for you, Julia. I promise.
Don't count on it, O'Brien. Now move!
As Sean walked out of the saloon with Bowen and the two hard cases close behind him, he was surprised to see the dawn. His horse stood at the hitching rail with three others, saddled and ready for the trail.
Get up on the horse, O'Brien. I see a fancy move and you're a dead man.
Where are we headed, Rance?
Damn you, I told you that you'll find out. And don't call me Rance. The only people I allow to call me by my given name are my friends.
Well, don't that beat all? I didn't think you had any.
Keep it up, O'Brien. I'll soon cut you down to size.
Bowen led the way east along the north bank of the Santa Fe River, timbered, snow-covered mountain peaks rising on all sides. He kept close to the bank, riding through heavy stands of cottonwood, wild oak, and willow. Sean tried to guess where they were headed and why. Only Rance Bowen knew the answer, but he sat thin and dry on his horse and said nothing. After an hour of making their way through rough country where every rock they passed was covered in a slick of ice and the wind bit like a snake, one of the hard cases figured it was time to complain.
How much farther, Rance? I say we gun him here and have done. Hell, I ain't even had breakfast yet.
How far can a man with a bullet in his belly crawl? Anybody know?
One time down in the Texas Badlands, I seen the body of a Rani who crawled 3 miles across desert country with a Comanche bullet in his gut. Seems to me this cold would ice a man's belly, and he could drag himself a sight farther.
Oh, damn you for a talking man, Cletus.
Man asked the question, and I answered it.
Cletus is right. We'll ride a piece long. I want O'Brien to know he's dying, but I don't want him to crawl back to Santa Fe and leave us with a heap of questions to answer.
Sean felt a mix of fear and anger and the savage desire to rip Bowen's heart out with his bare hands. He felt the solid weight of the .32 in his pocket, but it wasn't the time to use it. Bowen and his hard cases were on edge and they'd be alert to his every move. Better to bide his time and strike when they least expected it. It was thin, mighty thin, but it was all Sean had, and he was determined to make the best of it when the time came and things turned ugly. Rance Bowen drew rein. Ahead of him, through a tattered veil of fallen snow, he scanned a low ridge, the rocky slope studded with pinyon and juniper. Snow lay here and there like discarded hotel sheets, and the tops of the taller rock spires had a crest of white, making them look like wise old men who had come down from the mountains.
There. We'll take O'Brien to the top of the ridge and put a bullet in his belly. A gut shot man isn't going to crawl down from there.
Gun him here, Rance. Then I'll dab a loop on him and drag him up among them pinions.
If you got any prayers, O'Brien, say them now. In a few minutes, you'll be hurting too bad for anything but screaming.
You damn tin horn, Bowen. You go to hell.
O'Brien, it's going to be a real pleasure putting a bullet into you.
Bowen brushed back his caped greatcoat and drew his colt.
Get off that horse.
The time had come for Sean O'Brien to make his play. Sean's hand dropped to the pocket of his sheepskin and closed on the little revolver. Oh! The young hard case, his eyes wild, leveled a shotgun at Sean. Ah!